Welcome to the Early Eagle Podcast. I'm your host, Wells Ranjay. On this podcast, I interview people that are incredibly close to me. More particularly, I interview people that mentor and inspire me. I do this to examine, ultimately, what their life is like and what insights I can gain from that person to inspire others. Today, I will be interviewing someone especially close to me. My Uncle Jace. Uncle Jace is a constant source of inspiration, serving as both a coach and a mentor. His mentorship played a significant role in shaping me into the person that I am today. What makes our connection even more special is that he attended St. Thomas and St. Michael, and even got to work for our beloved Texan franchise in the early stage. And let's welcome our guest, Jason Granger. I'd like to start with a question. What was life like when you attended St. Thomas?
Life was good. I mean, I was going to a school I always wanted to go to. Plus, I lived down the street from it, so it was very convenient. And I was there also with my older brother, who was a senior at the time when I started. So yeah. Life was good.
Although my dad went to St. Thomas, did you ever have any doubts about going there, like going somewhere else?
Yes, and that's a good question because coming out of eighth grade, like yourself, most of my friends were going to Jesuit, if not other schools. So, yeah, I kind of had some doubts. But at the end of the day, once I went to summer school, got to know newer people, it was fine.
Yeah. So you also attended my middle school, St. Michael. Do you think St. Michael was more or less of a challenge compared to St. Michael?
As a whole, I'd say a little bit less just because it was a little bit more advanced. But in certain ways, it was the same.
Do you think that,
I mean, the structure was the same.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Do you think that St. Thomas prepared you for college and life?
Yes, I definitely think for college, no doubt. I mean, once I got to college... College is all about just showing up and going to classes. Since you're independent and living on your own for once in your life. And I would say it definitely prepared me for college.
So I don't know much about your time working with the Texans. How did you find out about the job in the first place?
Good question, because I actually, the gentleman who's no longer living, but Mr. Philip Berger, whose son is an alum of St. Thomas, and St. Michael's, Mr. Berger was basically the vice chairman right underneath the owner of the team. And he helped me get the opportunity once I applied. And my first year was the summer of 2002, which was going to my junior year of college.
Gotcha.
Mr. Berger was very instrumental. And then they asked me to come back for a second year, and then that was the max. You couldn't do 2 years or more than 2 years.
What exactly?
And I was in football operations,
okay.
Which is like I lived with the team in a hotel down the street from the facility, since they had their own facility.
Right.
And you basically just made sure they got to practice or treatment or meals on time, and you did that for training camps about 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. You do that for training camp, and then normally, the reason why I say normally is I had to go back to school in the fall.
Right, right.
But that would have been that was an internship. If that would have been a full time job or part time, I would have worked the actual regular season. Mm-hmm. But I just did training camp.
Gotcha. Did you get to interact with the players?
Yeah, I was with them like all the time.
Okay.
And cars and golf carts.
Yeah.
And on the field and like.
So when
them and their families.
When you were around them, who do you think was like the most interesting or the most hardworking?
I'd say the most hardworking. What's funny is when I was your age, that was when, because he's now still currently playing in the NFL. Derek Carr was only like an 11-year-old. When his brother was playing for the Texans.
Yeah.
And so I used to see Derek Carr come to every practice, and I'd throw a ball with this 11-year-old who could throw it further than me at the time.
Damn.
So yeah, it was like, but I could tell he was a very humble, hardworking, and look what he's done today.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But also, I'd say on that team, because he had to, he was towards the end of his career, the left tackle who never played, Tony Baselli. I took that guy to treatment every morning at 6 a.m. And he'd get in the car with a Holy Bible in his hand, and he was very religious and very nice and appreciative of everything we did for him. But he just was always working hard at it. He kind of had an injury that was hard to come back from.
Well, what did he do?
It was a rotator. I think it was like multiple rotator cuts. That's right.
How do you feel about our current team, knowing that in our past, like in our past, our franchise has definitely struggled?
I think it's headed in the right direction. I'd say that because the last couple weeks, more so when I watch compared to last year and the year before, whether it be coaching or some of the guys that they're drafting that you hope are playing and getting a lot of reps to develop them, they're competitive.
Yeah.
They're in, whether they win or lose, they're in every game, and that's really all you can ask for.
Of course.
And then now that you got, you know, yourself a quarterback that can finish the games at the end, the ones that you're competitive in, it makes all the difference. So I think they're overachieving right now, but they're definitely a lot of potential.
Yeah.
So it's exciting.
Yeah, I know, for sure.
Whereas if you would have asked me that 2 years ago, I would have thought we'd be in the dungeon for like 3 or 4 years.
Or even, I mean, like in April, it's not like, you knew we'd be good eventually, but not so fast, you know what I mean? Like,
right. That's the way the NFL honestly always is. Every year, that's why there's so much parity and equality. Is you'll have your Chiefs, and you'll have your who else? Like Eagles, who have
Eagles,
staple quarterbacks, Niners, and good rosters, and the Niners, the Ravens. But every year there's a team or two that was the top couple picks in the draft.
Yeah, Lions.
Who then all of a sudden make the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Let's see. Moving on to like more college. What advice would you give me when I leave for college or even when I'm applying for colleges?
I mean, that's a good question. I'd say, because you're like me, man. It's like, yeah, the schoolwork's going to come and go and it'll be challenging, right? That's the whole purpose of it. You've never done it before, so you're not supposed to know.
Yeah.
And so that's why you're learning stuff. So you just kind of go into it. My advice would be, somebody would have told me this, I would appreciate it. It's just go into it with an open mind. Because I think a lot of times when you go to college, you start mentally thinking, all right, this is what I'm going so that I can figure out what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And that can be a little bit intimidating, because if you don't know, which is okay. Because
I have no clue.
Like, yeah, I didn't know. Right? I, for a while, didn't know. A lot of people don't know. So that's what I mean is don't let that get to you.
Yeah.
Just go be yourself. You're sociable. You have friends. You make friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, just
figure
worry
out
about what you can control. And don't worry about the things you can't control would be my advice.
Let's see, you coached my sixth grade basketball team whenever I was at St. Michael. What did you enjoy about this experience?
I mean, just being around you and your friends and, you know, just teaching y'all like just little things that like maybe you wouldn't think of or little things we take for granted. So just having good memories and just teaching y'all about a sport that I've been around for my whole life.
Right. In terms of life in general, what is one thing you're grateful for as you watch my brothers and I continue?
Yeah, I mean, I think about it all the time. It's like being in Waco the other day or like, yeah, I mean, I got to experience some of that in high school, but like it's different now that I'm older and I see you guys because there's times where there's resemblances and it brings me back to that, but it's also a fun time, so
yeah,
it makes me happy to see y'all and grateful that y'all are getting to experience stuff that you and, I mean, me and my brother, your dad, got to experience, but even on a different level, because you, that school is a lot also different, you know, with the new technology and the new campus. So it's like, I'm happy that y'all get to experience kind of what we did.
Yeah, of course.
And which is growth and development. Yeah. That's a big part to do with it.
And then hopefully I'll carry that on
whenever. Yeah, no, and it's just like, whether it's, you know, because I mean, I you got your uncles that went there too, Uncle right. Mark and Uncle Matt. So yeah, it's all about, I think what I'm also grateful for is it's just a place that, what's a good way to put it? Like, it's all about family, you know, and I think we're lucky to have a good family, close-knit family, and that's what St. Thomas represents to me.
Yeah. All right, Jason, we appreciate you being on the podcast, and we'll see you next time. Had a great time interviewing my uncle this episode. I learned a lot about his time at St. Thomas and his time working with the Texans. He also gave me great advice for school and life in general that I will try to apply and pass on to others. Thank you for listening to the Early Eagle podcast. I'm your host, Wells Ranjan.